It's Thursday morning. We check in on the West Side with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How's everybody?
Well, I wore my flip-flops this morning. That was a bad idea.
Yeah, not smart. Not very smart.
And I looked outside and said, geez, look at all the green trees and look at the sunny outside. Well, so we've poured some coffee on there and trying to thaw it all out. But we're getting close to the end of the semester. Can you believe it's almost May and everything's wrapped up? Now, when does your finals week go and when does your graduation hit the calendar?
Well, our graduation is Friday, May 15th. It's at the IU Auditorium at 6 p.m. And so the Friday before that is our last day of the semester.
Gotcha. And you're kind of, when I bring that up, because you're kind of the week after IU does their stuff.
Right.
So everybody can kind of spread out and breathe and do all of that.
Exactly.
And graduation is a little bit later this year. Indiana's going I believe it's the 8th or 9th, and then you guys are the next weekend after that.
Right.
So everybody can get to both places, and you don't have to split up the group, because we know you do enough stuff back and forth with Indiana. It's nice that everybody
can
be recognized and all the hard work that's gone on this semester.
Right.
Boy, it's almost here. And if the end of April is on the way, that means the O'Bannon Institute is right around the corner as well.
Yes, it is. We are very excited about that. Yes, it's already next week. And Keith is on the committee that helped plan, our O'Bannon Institute this year. And it's a three-day event on Wednesday, the 29th of April. We'll recognize faculty, staff, and students and community members for the different civic engagement work that they did throughout the community, and that's always fun. And then on Thursday during the day, over 100 of our team, faculty, staff, and students will be out volunteering in the community. That evening, of course, is our annual fundraising dinner, and this year Sir Bob Geldof will be the keynote, and that's at 6:30 at the Convention Center. We have just a couple of tickets left over, so if you want a ticket, you want to see Sir Bob Geldof, guaranteed a fun, great night. Call Tina at 330-6001. And then I'd kind of like to talk a little bit, if we have some time, about what's happening on Friday.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So on Friday, it's an all-day event out on the West Side at campus on Daniels Way, where we start out with Judy O'Bannon kind of welcoming the crowd. And then we have a panel, and I'm super excited about this panel. Our theme this year is Be the Change and Discover Your Superpower. And the panel is titled Community Super Leader. So we've got people like Carrie Curry and Toby Strout and Mike Baker and Vicki Pierce that will be there to just talk about the things that they've done in our community and how they turned their passion into action, which is it's going to be a great group of people on the panel. It's going to be a great great morning. And then throughout the afternoon, you can come in, and we've got different breakout sessions on how, you can be the superpower. You can make the change in your community. One of the breakout sessions is on the power of an hour, so how you can give, just give an hour to volunteerism in your community. And we've got Beth Savage from the city and Lucy Sketch. She's also going to be part of that breakout session. So we've got four of them. They're excellent, and it's worth it to come out to Ivy Tech. And then, of course, at the very end, we'll have Shiza Shahid. She is the co-founder of the Malala Fund, and she's going to be another remarkable, outstanding, don't want to miss it speaker.
And don't forget Martin Marcus.
And Martin Marcus, yes, he's
he's
going
soloing
to
this year.
He is. He's on his own. I think he can handle it. He's doing a breakout titled Spend Strong and Make an Impact, where he's going to talk about how to learn to make your dollars matter when it comes through, different or giving to organizations and things like that, and making a local impact through your financial choices.
Jenny, so, let's shift gears here, because we've got some students that are going to be recognized, and Phi Theta Kappa is tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night, I'm so excited. Phi Theta Kappa is the Honor Society for Community
No wonder
College.
I had no idea what that was.
Right, see?
Thanks for clearing that up.
You may have heard of Phi Beta Kappa for the four-year colleges. Phi
That's
Theta
right.
Kappa is for the two-year
Tappa
colleges.
Kappa Kega something.
Yeah, I Tappa
exactly
Kega.
Right.
There you go.
No.
And we have our own chapter on our campus, and so does the entire state. So everybody at Ivy Tech has a chapter, and ours is Alpha Rho Sigma. I was an advisor for that group for many, many years. It's a great organization, and tomorrow night on campus. We will be inducting 82 new members. Students have to have a 3.5 GPA, certain number of courses that they're enrolled in.
Yeah, and still don't know what you're talking about. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Enroll, that's a term you've never heard,
right?
It sounds
like a hell of a program.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, neither do I, okay? Neither do I. So that'll be really, really great, and family members will be out on our campus. But also this week, USA Today acknowledges nationally throughout the states a top students at every community college, and it's called the All Indiana USA Today Academic Team. And so different community colleges can nominate students, and our campus was able to nominate out of 10 applicants, two students that won these awards. There's some money that goes with it, and they were recognized. I think it was Tuesday night in Indianapolis. We were there. I got to sit with our students, and these are two phenomenal students. One is Don Brewer. He's going to be graduating here in May with an Associate of Science in Business, and Regina Van Meter, and she's going to be graduating as well in Computer Information Systems. And both of them, these are our typical students. They work full time. They're a little bit older. They have children. Don, in particular, is a single dad. And these are kids. These are kids. They're not kids. These are students that have GPAs that are, they're Phi Theta Kappa members. So they have to have at least a 3.5. And then they're doing all these other things. So it's pretty exciting.
You got a couple of faculty members to Brett. Well, one faculty member, and then
right.
Pat. McCafferty, who's been on this radio station a number of times talking about the College Goal Sunday.
Right, and I think Dr. Lisa Connolly was on your radio show on Monday.
Right.
And
I leave for one day, and all of a sudden Keith takes over. He's got guests lined up. He's got the ratings.
Rocking,
the ratings are through
rolling.
The roof. It's I'm very nervous.
He knows what he's doing.
He does, and he's wonderful to have on.
He's been around the
block. You try to surround yourself with great people, and that's what you guys do out there.
That's exactly right. Well, Dr. Lisa Connolly, she's amazing. She's our associate professor and program chair for human services, and I think she talked a little bit about the award she's getting. And,
correct.
And she's paying it forward. She's having an event on our campus. She's so awesome, an appreciation event for Thank a Youth Worker Day in about 2 weeks.
7 to 10 p.m. on May 7th.
That's right. She's just awesome. And then, of course, we have Pat McCafferty, who you've talked to,
right.
And as you said, talks about a lot about financial aid to our listeners and things. Well, she's leading a panel discussion. It's part of the Indiana Student Financial Aid Association. It's a large organization, and she's been an expert in financial aid for, since 1991. I worked with Pat directly for many, many years. She's fantastic.
She's an amazing person.
Literally an expert in the field of financial aid. And so sometimes when students get in trouble, they get on probation, they get terminated from financial aid, they go on these satisfactory academic progress kind of standards that the government, titles them. Well, Pat is an expert in that area and how to deal with students and get them back on track. So I'm proud to say that she's going to be leading a panel discussion.
Now, before we let you go, this is kind of unique about Ivy Tech. We have a radiation therapy program, and we take applications for it. So if you want to get in, it's a great program, by
the way.
That's
right, right.
And it's exclusive to get into, but we take applications. But the other neat thing is we go to the community and say, would any of you be interested if we had archaeology here?
That's right. That's right. Our social and behavioral sciences department, led by Dean Martin Wolfger, they're looking to see if there's interest in archaeology. So they're going to hold a kind of an informational kind of thing Monday the 27th from 12 to 1 on our campus. They're going to focus on Native American culture, and they'll include some cultural artifacts, but they want to gauge the interest in archaeology type classes on our campus for the fall. So
will these people be digging up around the campus and looking for bones and artifacts of pottery and things?
Yeah, they're going to dig up around the expansion and stuff like that.
Help the building.
Make sure the footers are down.
And then they're going to paint some walls while they're at it. Yeah,
well,
that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, if you can get some volunteers to help out with that, that'll make the
project get
there even quicker.
All right.
Enjoy this sunny Thursday. When we have you next Thursday, believe it or not, it will be the final day of April. That just sounds kind of weird right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So don't work too hard. And O'Bannon's ready to go. Just pull the trigger. What's that number one more time if somebody wants to make a last-minute contribution or pop over and say hello?
Call Tina at 330-6001.
And will you call us next week as well?
I will, and it will be this day of O'Bannon.
That's exactly right. So, well, that's why I was worried. Are you going to have time?
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be on the line.
That sounds with a live report. Maybe we can send Chopper 1370 over to pick you up. Thanks, Jenny. We appreciate the time.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys.